Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Ani Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe that I am Hashem, referring to the beginning of the parasha, when he told him that I am Hashem who keeps his word. And he said, Daber el Bnei el Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, speak to Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, Eiz kol asher ani dover lecha, everything that I am telling you to say. And that is referring back to the pasuk earlier, when Hashem told Moshe in pasuk Yud Aleph, Boy daber el Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Bishalach es Bnei Yisrael me'artzai. Ayyamim Moshe, and Moshe said, Lefnei Hashem, Hein ani aral sefasayim. Behold, I am aral sefasayim. I have blocked lips. I can't speak. Ve'ech yishma ilai pari. How will pari listen to me? And this is referring back to Moshe's answer in Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayidaber Moshe Lefnei Hashem, Lemar, Hein b'nei Yisrael leshomu ilai ve'ech yishma ilai pari. Vani aral sefasayim. So both of these psukim are just a repeat of what was said earlier, to be nachzar ala'in, to go back on where we were up to before. And Hashem answered Moshe. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Re'eh, see, nisaticha Elohim lefarai, I have placed you as a master over Paroi, as Rashi explains, as a shefet b'roide, and a judge and a ruler. Va'aron ochicha yiya nevi'echa, Aaron, your brother, will be your speaker. You will be the Elohim lefarai, and Aaron will be the speaker to Paroi. And this is really what the pasuk said earlier. Also, Hashem's answer of Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron in pasuk Yud Gimel, where he adds Aaron to answer Moshe's taina that Vani aral sefasayim, so that he answered that Aaron will be with you. Ata sedaber eis kol asher atzaveka, you Moshe will speak everything I commanded you once. You will say it once to Paroi. Va'aron achicha yidaber el Paroi, but Aaron your brother will repeat it and make it the words sound better to Paroi. V'shilach es b'nei Yisrael me'artzoi, and he will send the b'nei Yisrael. Paroi will send the b'nei Yisrael from his land. Vani afshe es leiv Paroi, and I will make Paroi's heart hard when I see, after the first five makas, that he still does not have any intent to do a tshuva shlema. I will make Paroi's heart hard from the sixth makah and on. Why? In order to multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim, to bring greater makos, and through these greater makos, the Yidden will see my strength, and through that, they will fear me, and tikhi musr, they will take musr. And this was only done from the sixth makah and on. Paroi's heart was hard by itself. He was very stubborn by himself for the first five. It was only from the sixth makan on that Hashem was mechazik leif Paroi. V'lo yishma aleichem Paroi. Paroi will still not listen to you. V'nosati es yodi v'mitzrayim, and I will place my hand over Mitzrayim. V'otzesi es tzivoysai, and I will take out my troops es ami v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, my nation, the b'nei Yisrael from the land of Mitzrayim, v'shvatim gedolim, with great judgment. Yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Then the Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem. Ben toisi es yodi al Mitzrayim. When I stretch out my hand, as Rashi says, my hand means yodim mamish, my actual hand, to hit them. Then the Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem. Void seisi es bnei Yisrael mitoichom, and I will take the Yidden out from amongst them. Vayas Moshe v'Aaron, and Moshe and Aaron did kasher tziva Hashem oisom kein osu. When Hashem commanded them, so they did. Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana, and Moshe was 80 years old. Aaron ben Sholosh Ushmoinim Shana, and Aaron was 83. Bedabaram el Paroi, when they spoke to Paroi. From this pasuk, we see the 3-year age difference between Moshe and Aaron. Now let us go back on the Rashi's pasuk Yudalad Rashi. Eile Roshei Veis Avoisam. These are the heads of their father's house. Zak Rashi. Mitoch Shehuzkak Liaches Shifter Shalevi. Since the Torah wanted to tell us the lineage of Shevet Levi ad Moshe Vaharon, until Moshe Vaharon, Bishvil Moshe Vaharon, because of Moshe Vaharon, to tell us the lineage of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Hischel Yachschom Derech Toldoisam Miruvain. It starts telling us the Yichis already from Ruvain. It doesn't start from Levi, but rather from Ruvain. Uvipsikta Gedoyla Reisi. And in Psikta Gedoyla I have seen, Lefishe Kontrom Yaakov Aviyam Leshloisha Shvatim Halalu. Here Rashi is saying a different reason why he's miyaches Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Since Yaakov, their father, was angry at them in Parshas Vayechi when he benched them, v'shloisha shvatim halalu, to these three shvatim, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, b'shas Moisei, at the time of his death, chazra kosa v'yachsam, Over here, the pasuk is going back and is miyaches to them levadom, by themselves, to tell us that they really are important. Even though Yaakov seemed to curse Reuben, Shimon, and Levi instead of giving them a bracha, the Torah goes back and is miyaches them over here to show us how important they really were. Ushnechai Levi, the years of Levi were 137 years. Why does the pasuk count the years of Levi? To make known how many were the years of the actual Shibud in Mitzrayim. As long as one of the Shvatim were alive, there was no Shibud. Like it says in the pasuk, Yosef died, his brothers died, and afterwards a new king arose in Mitzrayim. So the Shibud did not start until Yosef v'chol Echav died. The Levi Herach Yomim Al Kulam, and Levi lived longer than the rest of them. Therefore, by telling us the age of Levi, we know when the Shibud really started. Rashi says that the Shibud started when the last of the Shvatim died, when Levi died, because the pasuk says Vayomis Yosef v'chol Echav, and afterwards Vayakam Melech Chodosh. If you look at the pasuk in the beginning of Parsha Shemois, the pasuk says Vayomis Yosef v'chol Echav v'chol Hadorahu, the whole generation, which the Mefarshim, the Sephorna, and Rashbam say is referring to the Shivim Nefesh. So the question arises, why or how does Rashi know that the Shibud started when Levi died? Really, we should be looking at not the last of the Shvatim to die, but the last person of the Shivim Nefesh, like it says, V'chol Hadorahu. And Rashi continues, Ushnei Chaye Kahas, Ushnei Chaye Amram. The pasuk tells us how long Kahas lived and how long Amram lived. Mecheshben ze anu lemedim. From this calculation, we can learn al Moshe b'nei Yisrael arba me'er shana, on the Moshe b'nei Yisrael of 400 years, she'omar ha'kosuv, that the pasuk says, she'loi be'eretz Mitzrayim levada hayu, that it was not only in Mitzrayim that they were 400 years, ela only miyoyim she'noilad Yitzchak. It goes back from the day that Yitzchak was born. From that time until they went out of Mitzrayim was 400 years. She'arei kahos miyoyim Mitzrayim hayu. Kahas was one of the 70 that went down to Mitzrayim. Chashoiv kol shenoisav. Count all the years of Kahas, 133. Ushnois Amram, and all the years of Amram, 137. Ushmoinim shel Moshe, and the 80 of Moshe. Loitim tsoim, you will not find Dalad Me'ashona, 400 years. You find only 350. And that's together with the fact that Vahar b'shonim nivloim lebonim b'shnei ha'ovos. There are many years that are overlapping from the father to the son, which means that Amram's Kahas's 133 years really overlap some of Amram's 137. But even if you count all 133 and all 137 and all 80 of Moshe, even though there are overlapping years, you still do not come out with 400. So it must be that the 400 is counted from the birth of Yitzchak. Yocheved doidasei, Amram married Yocheved's aunt, Achas Avui, his father, Kahas's sister. Yocheved was Kahas's sister. Bas Levi, Achos Kahas, the daughter of Levi, who was the sister of Kahas. Achos Nachshon, Aaron married Elisheva Bas Aminodov, the sister of Nachshon. Mikan Lomadnu, from here we learn, Hanoisi Isha Tzorech Livdek Be'ochia, somebody who marries a woman should first check what her brothers are like. And that is learned from the fact that we see the pasuk stresses who was the brother of Elisheva, Nachshon ben Aminodov. Mibnois Putiel, Elozar married from the daughters of Putiel. What does that mean? Mizera Yisroi Shepitim Agolim Labodizara. She was from the family of Yisroi that stuffed calves for Abodizara. Mizera Yosef Shepitpet Biyisroi. And also from the family of Yosef that overcame his Yetzirah. Since the name Putiel has a yud in it, we can therefore learn that there are two reasons why she was called Benoit Putiel. One because of Yisroel, one because of Yosef. Who Aaron and Moshe? This is Aaron and Moshe. Elu Shehuzkru Lamalo. These that were mentioned above, Sheyolda Yecheved LaAmram, that Yecheved bore to Amram. Who Aaron and Moshe? This is the same Aaron and Moshe, Asher Omar Hashem, that Hashem said to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Yesh Mekoyim Shemakdim Aaron LaMoshe. There are places that Aaron is written first, like in Pasuk Chavov. V'yesh mekamis shemakdim Moshe la'aharon, that Moshe was written first, like in Pasuk Chavzayin. Lo melacha sheshkulim ke'echad, to teach you that they are considered like equal, like one. Al tzivoysam means bitzavoysam, with their troops. Kol tzivom l'shivteyam, all their troops according to their shvatim. Yesh al, there are words al, she'enoi elo bimkoim ois achas. Sometimes the words al, the word al, is taking the place of a base. Va'al charbecha tichye, kimoi bicharbecha. Al charbecha means bicharbecha. Amaratem al charbechem, kimoi bicharbechem. So we see in two instances that al is like bit. And here also, al tzivoysam means bit tzivoysam. Heim habedabim, they are the ones that spoke. Heim shenitzdavu, heim shekaimu. These were the ones that spoke. These were the people that were mekayim, their tzivoy. Hu Moshe v'Aharon. This is Moshe v'Aharon. Heim b'shlichusam uvitzitkosam mitchila v'yatzayt. They were on their mission and with the same tzitkis from beginning to end. They didn't get affected by the covet or anything else that came with their position. Their shlichus was to do the Ratzon Hashem, and that was what they did from beginning to end. Vayhi b'yom dibur Hashem. Mechuber l'mikus shel achrav. Pasuk Chav Ches is attached to the next pasuk, because pasuk Chav Ches, Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamed, and really Pasuk Aleph also, are going back to before we mentioned the Yichus, reminding us where we are up to. So it's Mechubu Lemikra Shal Achrov, and the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem, Hu HaDibor Atzmoy HaOmer L'malo. This is the Dibor itself that was said before, Vayedaber El Parai Melech Mitzrayim, come and speak to Parai, El Mitoch Shehifzik HaInyan, since it interrupted the Inyan of the Dibur of what you should say to Pari, Kdei Liachsam, in order to tell us the lineage, Chazar Ha'inyin Olav Lahaschavoy. It goes back and starts again to tell us where we are up to. We were talking about that Hashem told Moshe to speak to Pari. And he said to him, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Kedai Ani L'Sholchecho, I am sufficient to send you, Ulekayim Divrei Shlichusi, and to be Mekayim the words of my Shlichus. Here Rashi seems to deviate a bit from the pshat of Ani Hashem that he said before. Before he was always saying Ani Hashem means I am Hashem who keeps his word. And here Rashi seems to be touching Ani Hashem more like the word Shakai, that I am sufficient. You have to understand what exactly Rashi means here by saying Kedai. Instead of saying Ani Hashem, Nemon, I am believed to keep and to do what I say. Vayom Moshe lefnei Hashem, and Moshe said before Hashem, He ha amira sha'am alamala. This is the amira that was said before. Hey b'nei Yisrael ha'shamu alai. V'shana ha'kosav kan. And the pasuk repeats it now over here. Kivin shehifzik ha'inyin. Since it interrupted the inyin. V'kach yashita. That is the pattern. Ka'adam ha'omer. Like a person who says, Nachzar al harishonas. Let us go back to where we were up to before. So therefore these three psukim are going back and telling us what Hashem told Moshe to speak to Paroi. And what Moshe answered, that I am a Ras Masayim, and what Hashem answered back, that Aaron will do the talking. V'saticho Elohim Lefare, I have placed you as a master over Pari, Shoyfet Veroida, as a judge and a ruler, Lirdoise B'makos V'Yisur, to rule over him with makos and affliction. Aaron will be Nevi'echa, your speaker, Kedagumai, Miturgamonach, your interpreter, V'chein Kolosh Nevuah. Every time it says a Lashon Nevuah, Adam HaMachvis U'Mashmi'a La'am, a person who calls out and lets the Am hear, Dibrei Techachais, words of rebuke. V'hu Migzeras, Niv Svasayim. The word Nevuah really comes from the word speaking, Niv, Niv Svasayim, the speech of the lips. Yonuv Chachma, speaking Chachma. V'yichal Meis Nabois, and he ended saying Nevuah, D'Shmuel by Shmuel. And Sefer HaZikaron says that the Girsu should be without an Aleph, because Rashi at this point is speaking about words of Niv without an Aleph that mean to speak. Vaychal misnabois, he ended speaking his Nevuah. Uvelaz karin loy pridiger. Atas daber, you Moshe shall speak. Pam achas kol shlichas u'shlichas. One time, the words of each mission. Kifisha shamata mi pi, like you heard from my mouth. The Aaron ochicho yamlitzenu v'yatimenu ba'ozne parit. And Aaron, your brother, will interpret it and make it sound nice in the ears of Pari. So you will speak once, and Aaron will repeat it. Vani akshe eslei Pari. I will make Pari's heart hard. Ve'achav shehoshia. After he will be wicked, ve'hitriz, kenegdi, and act brazenly, against me, the galui lefonai she'ein nachas ruach b'umois avdei elilim, lo seiz leiv shalim loshuv, and it is obvious to me that there is no nachas ruach by the goyim to do complete tshuva. Toiv li she'iskashe liboy, it is better for me to make his heart hard, leman harbois boy oisoisai, in order to multiply my signs, v'sakiru eskivuroisai, and they will recognize my strength by me inflicting more and more makas to Paroi. It will show my strength, and the Yidden will fear me even more. The chen midasai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so is the midah of Hashem, mevi peronos al ha'umos, he brings punishments on the nations, over the elilim, avodah zarah, the goyim, kidei sheyishamu Yisrael, in order that Klal Yisrael should hear, v'yirou, and they should fear, shenemar, like we see in the pasuk in Tzefanya, hechrati goyim, I have cut down the goyim, noshamu pinoisam, I had made their towers desolate. Omarti, I said, Ach tiri oisi tikhi musr. This is in order that you should fear me and take musr. So we see from this pasuk that Hashem destroys the goyim in order that Klal Yisrael should fear him. So too over here, Hashem wanted to inflict more punishments in Paroi in order that Klal Yisrael should take musr. V'afa became, but still, b'chomish makos harishonos, by the first five makos, lo nemar, it does not say, v'yechazik Hashem eslev Paroi, that Hashem made Paroi's heart hard. Elo, only, v'yechazik lev Paroi. Paroi's heart by itself was hard. The first five makos, he was stubborn by himself. Only from the sixth makos and on, do we find that Hashem helped him in being stubborn. V'yechazik Hashem. Chizkuni asks that we find by the seventh makah, makas borod, it says in Perik Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayechazak Lev Pari, that Pari's heart was hard, and it does not mention Hashem's name, and that was after the sixth makah. So why doesn't it say Vayechazak Hashem? And he answers because if you look at the next Pasuk in Parshas Boy, Perik Yud, Pasuk Aleph, over there it says, Ki ani echbadti eslibay, I made Pari's heart hard. Zakhik Chizkuni, that the Pasuk at the end of Va'era, when it does not say Hashem's name, is relying on the Pasuk in Parshas Boy, where there Beferish it says, right after Makas Borod, Ki Ani Echbarati, I made Pari's heart hard. So Rashi Vaiter Es Yodi, I stretched out my hand al Mitzrayim, Yad Mamish Lahakas Boy. It means literally a hand to hit the Mitzrayim. The Ayin, the Sefer Maskel of David, and also in a Sefer called Shem Ephraim, that are both Medayek, why Rashi says Yad Mamish on the second time that it says the word Yad, Bintoisi Es Yodi, and not the first time it says the word Yad in Pasuk Dalet, Vinosati Es Yodi B'Mitzrayim.